All right, as promised, we are joined right now by the head football coach at Tennessee State. He was named head coach earlier this month. He was the Heisman Trophy winner in 1995, an All-American, an All-Pro, a four-time Pro Bowler, second running back in NFL history to rush for 10,000 yards without missing a start, a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. He is Eddie George. Eddie, it is great to have you on the show. How are you?
Jim, I'm doing great, my man. Good talking to you, man. It's been a long time.
My man, it has been a long time. Eddie, it is so good to hear your voice. Great to have you on the program. You and I have talked a number of times since you retired, so let me start right here. Nobody that I know of has made the transition from life as a pro athlete to life after the way you have. I'm talking MBA from Northwestern. You founded a wealth management company. You have been an educator. You've been acting on stage as well. I've got to know, knowing all that, what made you want to get into coaching?
You know, that is a wonderful question, Jim. You know, I wasn't thinking about coaching about 6 months ago at all, until I was approached with this this opportunity to become a head coach for Tennessee State. And at first, I thought the idea was ridiculous. I thought it was crazy. And I was like, look, you know, coaching, I know what goes into that. It's a full-time deal. I'm enjoying my life. I'm building my businesses. I'm doing stuff on stage and so forth. But, and I told my wife about it. I said, you know, honey, would you believe that somebody asked me to be a head coach for football? I hadn't been a coach. I've never coached in my life. I hadn't been to football in 15 years. She says, well, why not? You know, you started businesses. You've done so many other things. You know, football is your first love. And, you know, this is a great challenge for you. You know how to engage with kids. You know how to mentor people. You know how to bring people together. And I think it fits perfectly in your skill set. You owe it to yourself to really do your due diligence and figure out if you love it or not. If you don't, at the end of it, don't do it. And I said, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. And I did just that. And without going into great detail about how I got to this point, I reached out to various coaches. Coach Fisher was one of them, told him about the opportunity. And he thought it was a brilliant idea, given where the school is. I've been living in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't have to move. I'm very familiar with the rich tradition here at Tennessee State University, both the football program and athletic program, and as well as the school. This is a school that has the bones to be exceptionally great. You know, they've already had a great run in athletics, but it's time to go to the next level. And for someone to recognize in me that I could be a head coach without me seeing that, it's almost like a God opportunity. So after I went and did my due diligence, did my homework, did the exercise of what would a staff look like, what does a winning budget look like, what can I do with these kids in terms of turning this program around, I got really excited about it. And at the end of the day, I made the decision to jump in this and put my all into it.
Never been a head coach or been a head coach for 20 years. Eddie George, I mean, it sounds like Eddie, and I'm not surprised by this at all, but it sounds like you've already been at this position or at this gig for a long, long time. Listen, it's not just coaching, and it's not just coaching in the state, but what's it mean to you to be at an HBCU and have the opportunity to change lives there?
Given where some HBCU programs have been, where there's been lack of resources and funding, I think this is a wonderful opportunity for me to highlight just what a magnificent university this is. And some of the, I mean, there are some historic programs around the country that have been around for hundreds of years. For me to have the keys, and the blueprint, if you will, for this program is a tremendous honor. Again, you know, this school is not foreign to success. But I'm here to help it be sustainable, to make it a better university and a better program after I'm gone. So when I hand the keys off to someone else, you know, 10, 15 years down the line or how long I'm here, it's in a much better place and sustainable, because the bones of greatness are here. It truly is. The students are magnificent. The fan base is awesome. Nashville, being here in the city, is one of the top cities in the world to visit. So, you know, people are coming here by the groves, and this is truly a school for the city with a rich history, not just in football, but just in academics and in our society. So it's one of the pillars in our, of our community here in Nashville.
We're talking to Eddie George. You know, Eddie, what I'm hearing from you is you certainly want to leave, like anything else, you want to leave something better than you inherited. But you also said to the undefeated, quote, "When I got focused and locked in, I said, this is not about me. It's about something bigger than me," end quote.
Yeah.
So what did you see in the opportunity that made you realize that it was bigger than you? And how are you approaching it from a servant leader perspective?
Well, when I think of a football program or a place where I would send my sons, that's kind of how I started this whole journey in terms of that. So where, what do I wish I had when I went through this process? I've already been through the recruiting process as a player. I've been through it as a father, and I'm going to go through it again with my youngest son. So that, to me, is like the ultimate level of service. Leadership and head coaching is about service. You're serving the student athlete. You're serving the students. You're serving everybody in the building in terms of, you know, their needs, their wants, and helping them attain their goals. So for me, when I thought about it, I said, my goodness, you know, this could be a wonderful legacy for me to leave for years to come. And not just in terms of wins and losses. You know, for me, success is having a kid get his degree and going on to possibly play in the NFL. But after his NFL playing days are done, transition into business, transition into politics, be an agent of change, be a wonderful human being for our society, and then come give back to the university in a major way, you know, paying it forward, like the great Woody Hayes used to say. So to me, that's a level of success. And coming through this program, a kid will be prepared for that. That, to me, means everything. When he can walk into a business room or a meeting room and conduct business and feel confident and secure and knowing that the dog days he had to go through by coming to Tennessee State University and how he was challenged, how he was forced, how he was held accountable, you know, all the principles that we're going to put around this individual, that to me is success. And you know, of course you want to win national championships. Of course you want to go win undefeated seasons, but developing a human being and having a huge impact on somebody's life, much like the coaches have been in my life, that's what I want to do.
Eddie George is the head football coach at Tennessee State. All good stuff. So, Eddie, finally, when people think of an Eddie George coach football team, what do you want them to think of? What is the first image that you want to pop into everybody's head when they think about your football team?
Fundamentally sound, intelligent, aggressive, innovative, creative, and those are the things that mentally tough, physically tough, those are the things that I want people to think of when they see my football team, is that we're disciplined and we're not going to quit. We want to be built for the fourth quarter. Much how I prepared for every football season in my career, I'm going to demand from them what I demanded from myself. And it has nothing to do with talent. You know, talent is one thing, but it's everything else. It's being on time. It's coming to work with a great attitude. It's having control over your effort and where your focus is. So those are the things that you can control that have nothing to do with talent. So that's what I want people. That's my goal, to mold this team into that identity and have a lot of fun doing it.
So, Eddie, one last thought. You talked about the players, and I got a sense of the kind of player you want to recruit. There's also reports that you're assembling quite a staff, guys like Hugh Jackson, Pepe Pearson, and more. When you're looking for people to be a part of your staff, what kind of qualities are you looking for in a coach?
Great question. I'm looking for, you know, this being my first head coaching job or coaching in the business, period, I reached out to Jeff Fisher, my former coach, whom I have a great deal of respect for, to help me put the blueprint together. You know, he has a Rolodex of coaches that I can pick and choose from, so it was important for me to find the right teachers. Not necessarily coaches, but the right teachers, guys that have great values, that are going to teach these young men what it's like to be a man, the principles. And that'll carry over into the football field. The best coaches I've ever had, you know, coached me the person versus the player. And as a byproduct of that, they got a much better player on the football field. So I'm looking for men of great character, men that puts respect at the top of their deal in terms of how they operate with people, and great teachers overall. So that's kind of how I've been able to go through it. I think we're putting together a staff that the best staff I can think of, for these young men to grow from, to learn from, and to thrive from. And it's going to be one big family here hopefully soon, and I'm really excited about it.
I can't wait to see what that looks like. He is a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, an All-American, a Heisman Trophy winner, an All-Pro, and the head football coach at Tennessee State. They got themselves a really, really good one. Eddie George, my guest. Eddie, congrats on that. And so good to get caught up with you. I appreciate that time, and I'll look forward to doing it again soon. That was a great conversation, man. Thanks so much.
Excellent, Jim. Hey, man, have a good one, brother.
You too. Eddie, be good. Appreciate you. Eddie George, he is one of one. Like, I mean that sincerely. I've seen a lot of guys transition well from the game to the next thing, but I've never seen a transition quite like that. I just want to run that down one more time. From playing the game as a Heisman Trophy winner and a member of the College Football Hall of Fame to a life which includes, after that, an MBA from Northwestern. He founded a wealth management company. He has been an educator. He acted live on stage. And now a head coach at an HBCU in Tennessee State. And when you listen to him speak, you can understand why he would want to take that on and why that university, that institution, would want to give him that opportunity. Eddie George, he is one of one.